find it over here so I can share. There we go.
Oh, there we are. Now we're live.
All right, we're live.
Okay.
Oh, we're live with T. Krulos, founder of the Milwaukee Paranormal Conference, author of American Madness, and a paranormal investigator himself. So welcome back, T. It's been, what, about a year now?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your book, American Madness, is getting turned into a documentary. So you can start by telling us about that.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've had a really good reception to American Madness, and I'm working with a really cool couple named Eric and Kim Hayden, and they're helping produce and adapt the book into a documentary. So we're going to be traveling around, retracing some of my steps, working on the book, doing some interviews, and tying it into a couple things that happened after the book came out even. So I'm really excited about this project. We've been working on it every day for the last couple of months, and it'll hopefully be out about a year from now. You know, people will hopefully be able to see it on a screen somewhere. Whether that's online or in a movie theater, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to have it back just when that comes out to talk. Say, hey, it's out there and where you can see it. That'll be something to look forward to see something you did on the big screen, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a little weird because I don't especially like seeing myself on video or hearing my voice, but but hey, it's cool. I'm glad I get to tell this story in a documentary because a lot of elements of the book are very visual orientated. So I think it'll translate very well into a documentary.
Yeah. So that's got to be, you know, I get the not wanting to see or hear your own voice. I get that whole concept, man.
Yeah.
So, let's get to the important thing that's coming up at the end of this month. You've got the big Milwaukee Paranormal Conference. It's a 3-day event.
Yeah.
So tell us, how long have you been doing this, first of all? When did you start it?
Yeah. The first year was 2015. I wrote a book that's called Monster Hunters. That's when I got out and did a lot of paranormal investigation with people, and I wrote Monster Hunters just about my experiences joining on some of these investigations and talked about the lives of, you know, some of the people that I had met. And when the book was going to come out, I was like, hey, you know, it would be a really cool event is if I could get some of these people that I talked to give presentations on stage and I can talk a little bit about my book. And so that idea led to the first Milwaukee Paranormal Conference in 2015. And we had a really great reception because for many years, there had not been anything like that in Milwaukee. So I think people were really hungry for an event like that. So, you know, it was a lot of fun. And I was like, hey, I'm going to do this every year. So we've done it almost every year. We skipped 2018 because we had some trouble with the venue that we were going to use. And then, of course, last year we did a virtual-only event because of the pandemic. Yeah, so,
it was an interesting event last year.
Yeah, I mean,
it was off pretty well considering it.
Yeah, virtual. It was. And, you know, the really cool thing about that was we had people from all over the world that tuned in
right.
to check it out, which is one advantage of doing an online thing. So, but, you know, we're glad to do something in person again this year so people can talk to each other in person and peruse the vendor floor and stuff like that. So this year it's happening September 24th through the 26th. That Friday, the 24th, we're doing a party at Fakelandia Brewing. We're going to have a ghost story open mic where people can share their own ghost stories.
That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to do some trivia and Sunspot, really great band from Madison.
Mike yeah. and his crew, yeah.
Yeah, Mike and Wendy will be there from Sunspot.
Oh, and Mike and Wendy, or is Ben?
I think that they're just doing the acoustic duo version of Sunspot instead of the full-on experience. But a really cool thing, too, by the way, this year is American Ghost Walks, which is Mike's ghost tour company.
Right.
They stepped in as a sponsor this year, so the conference is free. People just need to go to our website, MilwaukeeParacon.com, which you can see on the bottom of the screen there.
Yep.
And you just register for free tickets. And we thought that was important this year because we wanted to get people out, and we know that a lot of people have struggled over the last year. Right. So we're just trying to...
Fever needs to be broken.
Right, yeah. So we just wanted to do a free event so people can have a good time and check it out and not have to sweat their pocketbook as much. So, yeah, September 25th, Alverno College is where the main event is.
Yeah, I might want to, if you're going, you might want to look at the map first. It's a little confusing down there.
Yeah, go to our website, MilwaukeeParacon today, .com. Today I posted a post that pretty much answers any question you might have about the event. It's got a map of the campus. It talks about what food is available. It's got links to all of the events that weekend. So pretty much any question you might have should hopefully be answered on that blog post. what else? So we got the main conference day, 25th, lots of speakers, panels, vendor floor, and then Sunday, September 26th is what we call Activities Day, and it's just a bunch of different little events happening around town throughout the day.
Yeah, we were lost.
Oh, no.
We were lost, too, back in about 2019.
Yeah, yeah. It's a confusing campus because it's great for the students because all of the buildings are sort of connected.
Right.
But in the same way, it's not very distinct where to go. So
The signing for the college itself is not.
And in addition to the map this year, we're going to get some what are called A-frames or sandwich board signs that we're going to stick out there. With arrows pointing the right direction. So hopefully that will also help if you're a little turned around there in Alverno.
And who else is going to be there speaking?
We got a really good lineup. Our theme this year was we wanted to make it a little bit more of a Wisconsin theme so we could keep it local. And, we've got a really good mix of people that I think have been there almost every year as a speaker, as well as people who are brand new to it. So it's always good to try to find that balance of like familiar people that audiences want to see and introducing some new material as well. So, for example, Allison Jornlin is giving a talk on Milwaukee poltergeist. She's actually done the conference every year, and she's given a Milwaukee-themed paranormal talk each year. We've got Amelia Cotter, who wrote a new book called Where the Party Never Ended, Ghosts of the Old Baraboo Inn. Old Baraboo Inn is a really great place in Baraboo that has a lot of ghost stories.
Yeah, I've heard a few from there. We've had some guests that actually went and investigated there a few times. We haven't been there ourselves yet.
Yeah, and Old Baraboo Inn is actually going to be on the vendor floor too, so people can stop by their table and get some information about the bar. And we appreciate them. They've always been very supportive of us. Something new that we have this year that I'm really excited about, Stacy Sherman. She is a spiritualist, minister, and teacher at the Morris Pratt Institute.
Wow.
Yeah. So Morris Pratt started in Whitewater, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
in the 1800s, and it was a spiritualist school, which was a little bit unusual for the time. And it led to all of these sort of ghost stories and urban legends in Whitewater that can kind of be traced back to this school being there. But the school actually still runs today. They moved to West Alice, which is a suburb of Milwaukee here. But they still teach classes on spiritualism. And I've wanted to have them involved in the conference for a while now. And this year I finally contacted them, and they said that, yeah, they'll give a presentation. They're going to be on the vendor floor as well. So I was really glad to make that connection. I'm doing a panel myself. I started doing a podcast this year myself called Tease Weird Week. And we do interviews. My friend Heidi is the co-host. And we're going to be doing the podcast live as sort of a panel discussion at 1 o'clock. So, lots of great speakers. We have the main room where we have speakers 10 to 4. And then there's a slightly smaller room called the Alumni Hall. And there's some going to be some presentations in there as well. Paranormal Investigators of Milwaukee are going to be in that room. Milwaukee Krampus Eigenheit, who is a Krampus group, is going to be there.
That ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
Never met a Krampus group yet.
They're great. They have these awesome Krampus costumes. And some of them are homemade. They've made them themselves, and they're really very innovative. And some of them have actually gotten their costumes like made in Austria. Wow. Where they'll have these hand-carved wooden masks and yak fur suits from Austria. And so I also organize an event called Milwaukee Krampusnacht, which happens on December 5th. Okay. And they are the group, one of the groups that participates in that event. So I'm trying to think who else we got.
So you took your blog, your Tease Weird Week blog, and turned it into a podcast.
Yeah, I've wanted to do a podcast for a while, and people have suggested to me that I do a podcast just because I run in some interesting circles of people.
A lot of interesting people when you're interviewing them from this field, and with programs like StreamYard, for example, or Zoom. I mean, you can have somebody from anywhere in the world.
Right.
Show.
Right.
And we have so far. We've had guests from the UK. We've had, Australia, Canada. A couple of groups from Canada. They were a blast.
Nice.
It's been interesting. I've had some of these people as guests. It'll be really interesting to meet some of them in person because I've got my tickets. I got them early.
Nice. Awesome. Super cool. I love talking to all these people. And it's always great to see them in person and, have a minute to check out their stuff at their vendor tables and stuff like that. But yeah, I was writing this column, Tease Weird Week. And then this winter, the COVID restrictions were still on. And it got to be January.
Right.
And I was like, man, I really want something to do. So I started setting up the podcast then as sort of a winter project. And it's been super fun. Me and my friend Heidi co-host, where we talk about weird news of the week. And we have guests. We close each show out with a band that's usually a local Milwaukee band, just to have a little music at the end. And we have a trivia question every episode that my friend, records a trivia question. And yeah, the same thing as you. We've been able to have some guests from all over the country, at least. I don't think that we've done international yet, but definitely have had some cool people on, like Lyle Blackburn, Nick Redfern, Chad Lewis, who's here from in Wisconsin.
Oh, wait a minute. You got Chad Lewis on your show.
Yeah, yeah.
How the hell did you manage that one?
He's a busy guy.
I've been trying ever since we started this to get Chad Lewis on.
Mm-hmm.
I've met him once in person. I think it was Kenosha or Racine Library doing one of his talks at the library.
Yeah.
The whole COVID thing hit.
Yeah.
You know? And it was either him or what was his partner's name that wrote that one book?
Oh, I think either Kevin or Noah.
Yeah, it was Kevin Lee Nelson.
Right,
Kevin Lee Nelson and Chad Lewis have been like on my list for a long time, and they're both so busy.
Yeah.
They always got, try me again in about 3 months, you know.
I think I was maybe in the right place at the right time, and I happened to grab him. Sometimes this is kind of the luck of the draw, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've got lots of questions for him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he's very prolific. Every time I'm like, oh, I got a new Chad Lewis book, and then I start to read it, and I'm like, whoa, he's got another new book out.
Right. Yeah, I got that one. What was that most recent one? Was something, I forgot. I used to have it sitting right here, but
well, the one he was on our podcast for was Supernatural Dares of the Midwest, which I thought was fun, you know, because he talked a lot about urban legends where you dare someone to like go into a graveyard at midnight or something like that. But he has a newer one out that's about like Wisconsin lumberjack stories.
Yeah. So yeah, he's a good guy. I you know, I've seen most of his dares anyways, because he's got a YouTube channel as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so what's new? What else you got new? Anything else new and exciting that you're doing?
You know, I mean, those are the two major things the paranormal conference. I mean, it's something that I kind of slowly start to work on in, I don't know, spring probably. And then time goes way too quick, I'll tell you that. We get into summer and early fall, and I'm working on that quite a bit, as well as trying to balance my day-to-day life. And the American Madness documentary is something I've been focused on a lot lately, because I want to, you know, put the work in to make sure that everything's going smoothly. And I'm always doing some freelance writing here and there, and working on my column and podcast, Tease Weird Week. So it's a lot of stuff that's all kind of like a juggling act. You know, you want to make sure you're getting everything done, but that you're not, you know, getting sucked too into one project in particular. So, but it's good. It's not, I don't feel overwhelmed. I feel like I got some good projects going. And, you know, it's going to be kind of a busy month this month. October, of course, is always busy for anyone in the paranormal biz, because that's when people have an interest in what you're doing. And, you know,
my favorite holidays at the end of the month.
Halloween. Right. I do ghost tours for American Ghost Walks, Mike's company. So in October, of course, we book as many of those as we can, because people are way into it. So I usually have a really hectic September and October. It slows down a little bit in November, except Milwaukee Krampusnacht, which is December 5th. You know, that's something that I have to put a lot of work into in November.
Well, now, what's that consist of?
Yeah, Krampusnacht is super fun. We're doing it December 5th. It's at the Bavarian Beer House, which is a big German beer hall style of restaurant in Glendale, which is a suburb immediately attached to Milwaukee. And we have some live music, and we have a vendor floor. It's a little bit smaller than the Paranormal Conference vendor floor, but it's like perfect creepy cool gifts that you can get for the holidays. And we have this live music, and then we have a Krampus parade where a bunch of people, it's usually around like 50 people, are dressed in Krampus costumes, and you know, they kind of march through the spectators and try to scare them. And we've gotten a really great reception to it, I think, because it's kind of a no-pressure, super fun holiday event. And it, you don't have to worry about all that crap you gotta worry about later in the month, you know, like making sure your whole family is happy and, you know, all these obligations you have to do.
Right.
So people have really enjoyed it a lot, and it's been very successful. And, you know, hopefully it is this year too. It's a little hard to predict events these days, but. Oh, that's great. Thanks, Dale. So yeah, we've been doing that since 2017, was our first Krampusnacht. And, of course we had to skip that last year too, because of the pandemic, but we're back this year.
Yeah, a lot of people had to skip things last year. We didn't get any investigations in, except maybe one or two before it all hit and got us all locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, kind of the same thing. We only got basically three in this year over the summer.
Yeah.
Between life happening and other shit happening and...
Yeah,
worrying about trying to be safe wherever we're going was just, yeah, it was a hassle. Mother Nature didn't cooperate too well either.
Right.
We had one scheduled for a long time because Dale there invited us along. We went to the Buddy Holly crash site in Iowa.
Yeah, okay.
And then we went over to Farrar School in Maxwell, Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and it was, oh man, they were very interesting. We got some good footage from both places.
Cool.
Finished and edited and put up.
That's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to next month in October. I'm doing a quick trip out to California to work on this documentary for about a week. And it's been a while since I traveled outside of southeastern Wisconsin, so it'd be nice just to get some different scenery, you know.
Yeah, it would be. I don't travel much at all.
Yeah,
stay close to home.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what else were they going to ask? What was one of your most interesting investigations that you've done recently?
I don't think that I've done any recently. You know, I did a lot while I was working on Monster Hunters, and I've kept in touch with a lot of people. And I've done a lot of ghost tours, but I haven't done a lot of investigations, unfortunately.
You had no ghost tours more than investigating.
Yeah. I would love to, though. It's something that I really miss doing. I thought it was really fun. There's a ton of places to investigate right here in the Midwest. So
right here in Wisconsin alone. I mean, I don't think we've even, you know, very small, minute portion of what we've done in the last couple of years. There's still more to cover in Wisconsin. There's so much. I didn't realize how weird this place was until I started doing this and doing all the research that's involved in. You know, I mean, I knew Wisconsin had rich Native American history. I know We've also had some mafia history with Al Capone using some places as hideouts and Dillinger being up here and so on and so forth. But
yeah.
I never knew that it was, you know, as strange as this. I mean, I've seen and experienced some pretty weird crap in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to go. You know, yeah. Every time I turn around, I'm getting a little bit more added to my bucket list, and I haven't even gotten out of Wisconsin yet much, except for the Iowa trip.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah, Wisconsin's got ghosts, gangsters, serial killers, a piece of Bray Road.
Yeah, about the serial killers.
Yeah, all sorts of eerie, scary stuff going on.
Oh yeah, they. Yeah, I've been to Chicago a few times. I don't think so. I don't like driving in that town. Sorry, Dale.
The traffic can be a little bit intense at times. But well, here, oh, he's got a comment. He says he'll show you around. So then, you know, that'll be good because you won't get stuck in traffic somewhere.
Oh, Dale's a great guide. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
We met up with him in Iowa, and he took us to those two places. And man, yeah, it was a lot more interesting than I thought it would be. You know.
Yeah.
The best words without giving away too much before we get the film out there.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Dale's an expert, so he's a good guide.
Yeah.
To that stuff. Yeah.
He's been doing this for a while. I'd also like the fact that we've got that, what was her name? She's on your list for guests or speakers. Shayton Noor.
Yes, right. She's giving a talk at the Milwaukee Paranormal Conference titled "The Lake Michigan Triangle."
Triangle, yeah.
Which I'm really curious to check that out because I know a little bit about what she's referring to. That there's been these mysterious events that have happened in this triangle, you know, covering the region over Lake Michigan, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois. But I don't know much about like what the theory or what some of the stories are. So I'm glad to check that one out myself.
Yeah, me. That's the one I'm really looking forward to, too. One of them. I've seen, like you, I've seen and know very little about it because I saw they mentioned it like a short little piece of a documentary that I was watching about missing aircraft. And. Mm-hmm. And sunken ships and stuff like that, and all they did was mention it, and then it was like a short, less than 5 minutes that they talked about it, and it's like, man, I want to know more.
Right. Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. And she gave a great talk last time we did in 2019 on sightings of lake monsters in the Midwest. So that was cool. So
yeah. We've got a few of them here, Lake Pepin.
Right.
That one was mentioned. Actually, Lake Pepin was mentioned all the way back in Ireland. They compared it to the Loch Ness back there on an Ireland TV show, documentary or something about the Loch Ness Monster. Lake Pepin was mentioned.
Hmm.
Their experts over there know about ours here, and it makes sense because if anybody knows what Lake Pepin is, Lake Pepin's one of, it is the largest of the four lakes that are part of the Mississippi River up at that end. And it's not just the largest, but it's also the deepest one of the four. And if you think about it, anything can come up from the ocean through the Mississippi River and just live there in that deep lake. We don't know if there's caves there or not. I don't think anybody's explored. But they've got some paddle boats out there, and there's a paddle boat captain that's seen it quite frequently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember reading a little bit about it. And there's like an official reward, I think, for evidence of the monster in Lake Pepin, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, they want like proof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, photograph or video, but it's got to be pretty clear. And yeah, that was part of that documentary. I remember hearing that. But I ended up, after that documentary was over, I actually ended up contacting the paddle boat captain to talk to him about it.
Oh, cool.
And if, you know, things don't always go your way, well, we didn't get the day two of our Iowa trip like we had planned because we weren't prepared ahead of time for every hotel within 150-mile radius to be booked.
Wow, yeah.
So the whole team didn't get to stay overnight, and we were going to meet up with this dude and talk to him and interview him, but I'll be able to reschedule that one, I'm sure.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm not on Lake Pepin either.
That happened to us. The Tease Weird Week podcast crew, we went up to Dundee, Wisconsin, where there's a bar called Benson's Hideaway.
Really?
And they have an annual UFO Day celebration at this bar. It's right on Long Lake. And, you know, it's just, there's people there who have said they've had experiences with UFOs, and people just kind of hang out and eat brats and drink beer, and they have some music, and people wear like alien costumes and stuff like that. But we wanted to go and stay overnight, but every hotel, like anywhere near it, was completely booked up for that weekend. It was in July, so
wow.
A lot of people were on summer vacation, I guess. But it was fun. It was interesting. Interesting event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just getting started with attending some of these events. You know, I was looking forward to it until we got locked down last year, you know, and all of that just put a binder on everything. But I did catch your Milwaukee Paranormal Conference online, and that was cool as hell. You know, I watched that whole thing in its entirety.
It was great for me because usually at these conferences, I have to run around from room to room trying to find people and cords and all sorts of stuff. So this was the first conference where I could sit in my pajamas on the couch and not have to run around. So I appreciated that part of it.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sit there in your PJs and right. Everything right from here. A can of beer over here, over here, and I'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So this year, I'm hopefully not going to be running around too much. I think we got everything straightened out and it should be a pretty smooth event. So,
well, I'm looking forward to being there for the first 2 days at least.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting a few of these people in person, getting the pictures taken. I'm working on a kind of like a hall of fame for my studio, you know. Some of the people at your conference have been guests on our show.
Good.
And then some are ones I want to get as guests, so it's easier to talk to them in person than to try to express yourself through an email.
It's always nice to make a personal connection, for sure. Who are some of the people you've had on the show so far? They're going to be there.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sunspot.
Okay. Yeah.
There was... let's begin. I had it here. Chayton Orr.
Yeah. Mike, by the way, Mike has been very helpful setting the whole thing up. He's really done a lot of work on the event. And he's giving a presentation himself, which is he's going to talk about the urban legend of Haunchyville. Right.
Yeah. I've heard that one. I'll be interested to see what he's got to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had Paranormal Investigators from Milwaukee were part of our show. I've also met them in person. In 2019, when we were part of the Wisconsin Podcast Association, and they had their first festival down there at the Italian Club by the
community center. Yeah, Italian community center. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and they were a guest on Off the Rails because Off the Rails was doing a live on stage show from there.
Yeah,
so I got to meet him afterwards. So
that's cool. Kind
of cool. And then we ended up having two of them or four of them. I think it was, my memory is a little bad.
Yeah.
We had at least two of them from the team. Cool. Michael, Gravy, and I forgot.
Gravy, yeah.
Yeah, Gravy.
And Noah probably, right?
Yeah, Noah. Yes, yeah. Noah was the other one. Yes,
yeah.
We had them on our show.
Cool. They're going to be at the event. They're giving a presentation. They're going to be on the vendor floor. And that night, they're going to do an investigation of the Cedarburg History Museum.
Really?
And they're going to be live streaming that on their Facebook page. And we're going to share it on our Facebook page, too. So, you know, that is the one thing that's going to be kind of online only, is people will be able to tune in and catch them working on their investigation there that night. So, hey, did you know, too, the Italian Community Center, that place is supposed to be haunted.
Really?
Yeah. It's built on old railroad tracks, and people say that people that died on the railroad tracks probably are the ghosts that are haunting that place.
I was so enthused with, you know, I was so fascinated with the history that's inside of the building, with all the pictures on the wall and all the names on the wall, that I had to go through to see if I could find any of my family names up there.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have an Italian background.
Oh, I see. Cool. Cool.
So when it comes to the Italian history in Wisconsin and some of the mafia history, I know quite a bit of it. You know, I know about the Bellisteries.
Yeah.
You know, they're from Milwaukee. My mom's related to them. That's on my mom's side.
Oh, so something that cool that we're doing at the conference on the activity day is at 2:00, we're having one guest speaker, and his name is Gavin Schmidt, and he's actually written a couple of books about the Milwaukee Mafia specifically. So he's going to be at the Bayview Community Center, which is a little community center. It's a free event that people can go to. It's at 2:00, and he's going to talk about Milwaukee Mafia, which is not a paranormal topic. Right there. It's not a paranormal topic, but I've found that people that are interested in the paranormal are also usually also interested in mafia history, because
actually, it might be the true crime history that's part
right.
of it.
Yeah, true crime or mafia. Just because, you know, I mean, who made more ghosts than the mafia? Probably.
haven't found Hoffa's body.
Yeah, right. So I think this is really great. I'm glad Gavin is participating this year, and really interested to, I know a little bit about the local mafia history, but, you know, he knows a lot more. So I'm interested to see his talk.
Yeah, I know more about Madison. I did a lot of research and digging into Madison, because that's where I was from originally, was Madison. So, you know, I dug most of my life into that history because they had a neighborhood called the Green Bush neighborhood in Madison. It was made up of Regent Street, Park Street, and West Washington Avenue, kind of made a triangle.
Okay.
And every year they had, for the longest time, they had the Fiesta Italia there on the corner of two of those streets. And then they got commercialized, and it sucked. I ended up at the Coliseum.
I don't know a lot of the Madison history. I know the story about the Wonder Bar, I think it was called, right?
Yep.
Was some gangster history there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That place is supposed to be haunted. They just had a big article that I saw. I think it's closing its doors.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. And it made me a little bit concerned, because I want to get out there and see it before they shut down for good.
I've been in there. My dad my dad drove Madison Metro bus for 30 some odd years, but he was also an alcoholic. So if I met him at work to go home, we'd end up in all these different bars along the way. And the Wonder Bar was one of his favorite stops, at one point in his life. But yeah, that bar is supposed to be haunted. They're supposed to have ghosts there. I forgot the story. I was doing the research because we were going to, and then the COVID thing hit because we were going to try to contact him and go in there and do an investigation last year before the, last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I saw that it was going to close down and I'm going, damn it. I hope somebody buys it and keeps it open.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But it doesn't look very good. So, sounds like the city's going to try to take it over. And that would suck.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's right next to some railroad tracks. It's right on a corner. Right next to the Coliseum. It was a very popular bar for everybody to go to after the concerts.
Huh.
You know, right after the concerts, because you could walk, leave your car parked in the Coliseum parking lot. And then walk across, the parking lot and across the one street, and there it was, the Wonder Bar.
Right.
It was that close.
Cool. We're doing some, during the conference, we're doing some ghost tours here. American Ghost Walks is doing a couple tours throughout the weekend. We also, this is really cool, we've been able to work with Forest Home Cemetery a little bit. So on that activity day, we're doing a yoga in the cemetery event, which is kind of a fun way to start the day if you enjoy yoga.
That just sounded kind of strange to me. I saw that. Yoga in the cemetery. What?
Yeah.
Well, is read that right, or am I getting old and senile?
It's a very big, beautiful cemetery. A lot of famous Milwaukeeans are buried in Forest Home. It's an arboretum too, because they have these preserved trees in the cemetery. So there are some like open spaces, and that's where the yoga is going to take place. But we're also doing a tour there at 3 that day, and it's called the Art and Symbolism Tour. So there's going to be a guide that are going to bring people around and point out different, small pieces that would indicate some certain things about the person who might be buried there, which is something I'm not knowledgeable about. So I think that's a really interesting tour and some good knowledge to have, especially if you're hanging out in cemeteries, which I know a lot of paranormal investigators end up there. So, but it's really cool to work with Forest Home because it is such a iconic place in Milwaukee, really.
What do you know, Tom?
You're gonna Tom brought up a good thing we're doing Sunday, too. This was the last event that we had, and it's going to be the last event on Activity Day. Twisted Dreams Film Festival is helping us. They're helping put on a screening of Lake Michigan Monster, which is a monster themed locally made movie. That's going to be at Shaker's Cigar Bar, which is a notoriously haunted place. Yeah. So that's going to be super fun. I'm always glad to have a good mix of different things that people can do. So we got yoga, the tours, there's a witches fair that's happening that afternoon for people that are interested in witchcraft. And then, the Lake Michigan Monster screening that evening. It's going to be a really fun Sunday. So,
yeah. Well, before that, you're going to want to make sure you check out Chayton Knorr talking about that Lake Michigan triangle.
Right. Yes. Very good tie-in. Yeah. You'll be an expert by the time you get to the movie.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so anything else you want to plug that we didn't cover yet?
No, I just want to say, you know, this is really an event that's kind of a labor of love. It's very grassroots. It's me and, you know, a few other people that are really passionate about organizing an event that people can go to and talk to each other and hang out and learn some stuff about paranormal topics and also have fun. You know, we always try to have fun with it. So I'm really looking forward to it, seeing some people in person that I haven't seen in a while. And like I say,
I don't know these people in person yet.
Yeah. And like I say, we tried to keep it this year as all the events either being free or very reasonably priced. You know, some of the tours you have to pay to get on the tour. But you know, nothing is super expensive, especially compared to a lot of other conferences you might go to. So
yeah, there's one I saw that I said, it's too rich for my bud, especially right in the first conference ever for them.
Yeah. I mean, some conferences charge hundreds of dollars, but, we've always just wanted to have good attendance and, you know, have anyone be able to go and enjoy it.
Oh, it was high on my priority list this year to make sure I got there. Good. I missed it the one year because I couldn't find it because the college was amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, yeah, I mean, I just, I'm looking forward to it. And well, I guess that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, it's happening again. What was it? September 24th. 4th, 25th, and 26th of this month.
Yeah, September 24th is sort of the pre-party Friday night. It's just kind of fun and laid back. September 25th, we're doing the conference all day. And then September 26th, that Sunday, is the activity day where we're going to be doing those activities that we talked about.
Yeah, it's Friday. You'll be able to hear Sunspot in concert. They play pretty good music.
Yeah, like they're great. They're our favorite.
They play a lot of good paranormal themed music.
Right. Yeah.
So make sure you check that out. If you didn't register right there. There's a website at the bottom scrolling. You know, they put a lot of work into it this year. It should be fun. So make sure you check that out. Check out T's Weird Week. Where can they find your podcast?
If you go to my website, tkrulos.com, I have links at the top of my website, and you can find tabs that are related to all the books I've written so far. And there's one that says T's Weird Week Podcast. And if you hit that, you'll be on a page where it has all of our episodes listed and the different platforms that you can hear it on. So,
yeah, and be sure to check out his book, American Madness, before his documentary comes out.
Yeah, read the book. It'll help you
before the movies or the documentary is out and released.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's a good book, and he put a lot of time and effort into that one, for sure.
For sure.
So, and congratulations again on it getting turned into a documentary. That's got to make you feel good. Yeah. You know,
it does. I'm very confident that we're going to have a good documentary by the time we're done.
I think so. I think it's going to be something to look forward to. So it was great talking to you, T. Sorry, Mark didn't show up.
Oh, that's all
he
right.
He was working too hard, got a new job, and got to keep that boss happy.
Right, absolutely. Job,
you know, he can't make any waves at first. And for us, we'll be back Friday. I'm not sure who the guest was, but it'll be posted tomorrow on our Facebook page. Don't forget to check out utterlyinsaneproductions.com for all your links to us. And thank you for watching. Be safe, everybody. And remember, anything's possible.
Yeah.